Did you hear that conversation about letting the large yesterday?
I did.
It made us die. Then you made me go. You know that.
Yeah.
Because Ross Noble, the comedian, was in.
Yes.
And he was sitting here talking to us, and we were saying about old-timer comedians as opposed to the what people still think are new styles. Even it's 20-odd years now, and. I said, there used to be an act, especially on Sunday Night London Palladium, when a comedian said, ladies and gentlemen, I've been observing people the way they hail a bus at a bus stop. All these famous people, have you ever noticed the way they hail a bus? Frankie Vaughan, for example, I think he'd do his thing like this, and of course, give me the moonlight and kick his leg out, and then, you know, Harold Wilson with the pipe. And that was their act, showing how different people
hail a bus.
So Ross said, well, you've seen Eddie Large's act, haven't you? I said, no. He said, oh, he does this great thing about how celebrities start their cars in the morning. He said, for instance, Bruce Forsyth, and we started crying. I said, that he does that. He said, that's his act, and it's brilliant. Hey, Tommy, Tommy Cooper. he's the way celebrities' cars start in the morning. What a bitch. What a bitch.
He used to do Lulu as well.
When's Lulu? What a bitch. And all of us were just in awe of it. We didn't know it was the worst piece we'd ever heard or the best bit we'd ever heard. What was the other? We did that. He did, he mentioned about six or seven. They were all absolutely...
No, it's Frank Bruno's was...